In this listening passage, you're going to hear about two places. One of them is a village called Dal, and the other a town called Boring. As you listen, you'll probably come across some new words. Read and listen to them. Make sure you know what they mean. Abbey, timber mill, meadow. Here's the beginning of the passage.
Do you know the English word dull? Dull is the opposite of bright. Often it means uninteresting. We can talk about dull weather, which means cloudy weather, probably some rain and certainly no sunshine. We can talk about a dull book or a dull lesson. And we can say that someone is dull. A dull person is probably not very intelligent and has nothing interesting or lively or amusing to say.
Here's an example of a question. Apart from boring, the word dull has other meanings. It can mean the same as bright, lively when used to describe a person, cloudy when used to describe the weather. The correct answer is cloudy when used to describe the weather. Ready? Now read the rest of the questions and alternative answers before listening to the text. Now listen to the rest of the recording. You'll hear it three times. Write the correct answer in your exam notebook. Write the complete answer, not just a letter. You must not write more than one answer for each question.
Do you know the English word dull? Dull is the opposite of bright. Often it means uninteresting. We can talk about dull weather, which means cloudy weather, probably some rain and certainly no sunshine. We can talk about a dull book or a dull lesson. And we can say that someone is dull. A dull person is probably not very intelligent and has nothing interesting or lively or amusing to say. We have a saying in English that all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Do you know someone who works all the time and never relaxes and never goes out to enjoy themselves? And I am sure that you know the word boring. It means unexciting and uninteresting. It is a favourite word of English teenagers. If their parents suggest something to them, like, "Shall we all go to the cinema tonight?" the teenager will probably reply, "Boring." Because when you're 15 years old, any activity involving your parents is boring. There is a village in Scotland called Dull. It is very small, with only a single row of houses. There is a church, but it has not been used for several years. There is a school too, but it is closed. In the past, Dull was quite interesting. It was an early Christian settlement, and there was an abbey where the church now stands. But nothing interesting seems to have happened in Dull for several hundred years, and today Dull seems to be a very dull place indeed. Elizabeth Dayton lives in Dull. However, she is obviously not a dull person, because recently she went for a cycling holiday in America. And while she was there, she discovered a town called Boring. Boring is in Oregon, in the northwest of the United States. The northwest of the United States is a bit like Scotland. Lots of rain and snow in the winter. Boring has about 12,000 inhabitants, which means that it's quite a bit bigger than Dull. But is it any more interesting? It has a timber mill and a place where they train guide dogs for blind people. But the railway line closed years ago, and I guess that many of the inhabitants of Boring commute to work every day to the city of Portland, which is not far away. Elizabeth Dayton had the great idea that Dull and Boring should become twin communities. There could be a sign outside Dull saying, "Dull, twinned with Boring," and a sign outside Boring saying, "Boring, twinned with Dull." And people passing by would smile and think that even if Boring is boring and Dull is dull, people in the two communities at least have a sense of humour. The local authorities in Dull and Boring are now considering Elizabeth's idea. Now, I don't want to spoil a good story for you, but I have to point out that Dull is not called Dull because it is a dull place. The name Dull comes from the Scottish Gaelic language and probably means meadow. And Boring is named after an old soldier from the American Civil War who was called William H. Boring. After the war, he settled in Oregon and lived there until he died in 1932. Because William Boring lived nearby and was one of the leading citizens of the place, it was natural for the railway company and later the U.S. Post Office to call the settlement Boring in his honour. Goodbye.
Now you will hear the text again.
Do you know the English word dull? Dull is the opposite of bright. Often it means uninteresting. We can talk about dull weather, which means cloudy weather, probably some rain and certainly no sunshine. We can talk about a dull book or a dull lesson. And we can say that someone is dull. A dull person is probably not very intelligent and has nothing interesting or lively or amusing to say. We have a saying in English that all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Do you know someone who works all the time and never relaxes and never goes out to enjoy themselves? And I am sure that you know the word boring. It means unexciting and uninteresting. It is a favourite word of English teenagers. If their parents suggest something to them, like, "Shall we all go to the cinema tonight?" the teenager will probably reply, boring. Because when you're 15 years old, any activity involving your parents is boring. There is a village in Scotland called Dull. It is very small, with only a single row of houses. There is a church, but it has not been used for several years. There is a school too, but it is closed. In the past, Dull was quite interesting. It was an early Christian settlement, and there was an abbey where the church now stands. But nothing interesting seems to have happened in Dull for several hundred years, and today Dull seems to be a very dull place indeed. Elizabeth Dayton lives in Dull. However, she is obviously not a dull person, because recently she went for a cycling holiday in America. And while she was there, she discovered a town called Boring. Boring is in Oregon, in the northwest of the United States. The northwest of the United States is a bit like Scotland. Lots of rain and snow in the winter. Boring has about 12,000 inhabitants, which means that it's quite a bit bigger than Dull. But is it any more interesting? It has a timber mill and a place where they train guide dogs for blind people. But the railway line closed years ago, and I guess that many of the inhabitants of Boring commute to work every day to the city of Portland, which is not far away. Elizabeth Dayton had the great idea that Dull and Boring should become twin communities. There could be a sign outside Dull saying, Dull, twinned with Boring, and a sign outside Boring saying, Boring, twinned with Dull. And people passing by would smile and think that even if Boring is boring and Dull is dull, people in the two communities at least have a sense of humour. The local authorities in Dull and Boring are now considering Elizabeth's idea. Now, I don't want to spoil a good story for you, but I have to point out that Dull is not called Dull because it is a dull place. The name Dull comes from the Scottish Gaelic language and probably means meadow. And Boring is named after an old soldier from the American Civil War, who was called William H. Boring. After the war, he settled in Oregon and lived there until he died in 1932. Because William Boring lived nearby and was one of the leading citizens of the place, it was natural for the railway company and later the U.S. Post Office to call the settlement Boring in his honour. Goodbye.
Now you will hear the text for the last time.
Do you know the English word dull? Dull is the opposite of bright. Often it means uninteresting. We can talk about dull weather, which means cloudy weather, probably some rain and certainly no sunshine. We can talk about a dull book or a dull lesson. And we can say that someone is dull. A dull person is probably not very intelligent and has nothing interesting or lively or amusing to say. We have a saying in English that all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Do you know someone who works all the time and never relaxes and never goes out to enjoy themselves? And I am sure that you know the word boring. It means unexciting and uninteresting. It is a favourite word of English teenagers. If their parents suggest something to them, like, shall we all go to the cinema tonight? The teenager will probably reply, boring. Because when you're 15 years old, any activity involving your parents is boring. There is a village in Scotland called Dull. It is very small, with only a single row of houses. There is a church, but it has not been used for several years. There is a school, too, but it is closed. In the past, Dull was quite interesting. It was an early Christian settlement, and there was an abbey where the church now stands. But nothing interesting seems to have happened in Dull for several hundred years, and today Dull seems to be a very dull place indeed. Elizabeth Dayton lives in Dull. However, she is obviously not a dull person, because recently she went for a cycling holiday in America. And while she was there, she discovered a town called Boring. Boring is in Oregon, in the northwest of the United States. The northwest of the United States is a bit like Scotland. Lots of rain and snow in the winter. Boring has about 12,000 inhabitants, which means that it's quite a bit bigger than Dull. But is it any more interesting? It has a timber mill, and a place where they train guide dogs for blind people. But the railway line closed years ago, and I guess that many of the inhabitants of Boring commute to work every day to the city of Portland, which is not far away. Elizabeth Dayton had the great idea that Dull and Boring should become twin communities. There could be a sign outside Dull saying, "Dull, twinned with Boring," and a sign outside Boring saying, "Boring, twinned with Dull." And people passing by would smile and think that even if Boring is Boring and Dull is Dull, people in the two communities at least have a sense of humour. The local authorities in Dull and Boring are now considering Elizabeth's idea. Now, I don't want to spoil a good story for you, but I have to point out that Dull is not called Dull because it is a dull place. The name Dull comes from the Scottish Gaelic language and probably means meadow. And Boring is named after an old soldier from the American Civil War, who was called William H. Boring. After the war, he settled in Oregon and lived there until he died in 1932. Because William Boring lived nearby and was one of the leading citizens of the place, it was natural for the railway company and later the U.S. Post Office to call the settlement Boring in his honour. Goodbye.
That is the end of the listening test. Write your answers in your examination notebook if you've not already done so. Then you can go on with the rest of the examination.